Join coaches Mary C. Hartfield and Rebecca Thomas as they speak on the things most people want to know but might not be willing to talk about. Dive in with us for off-the-cuff conversations around diverse topics and gain insight and guidance to help you live a more purpose-filled life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Off the Cuff Coaching Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mary C. Hartfield.
And I'm your other host, Rebecca Thomas, more than a life coach.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Mary.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm ready for some conversation. I'm staying cool in this hot day.
Yeah, that's the word of the day, staying cool in this cool. Hot day. Yeah, that's the word, staying cool.
So what I'll take it.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about whether we are setting boundaries or walls. We're talking about the difference between the two. I've had a lot of conversations personally over the last couple of weeks where this has come up a lot. And I think it's really important too, as we're looking at some of the things that are happening politically and just in society and talking about what the difference between these two things are and why it's important to recognize it and what each of them facilitates.
Oh, that is good. So when we talk about walls, what are we talking about? I kind of know boundaries. When you say walls,
right.
What are we talking about?
Well, it's so funny because, I don't know, when you think about a wall, to me, I think of a castle and the solid structure, something that's it's impermeable. It's not supposed to be compromised. It's there to keep you in and to keep others out. And to me, the biggest difference between there being a wall and a boundary is more representative of. It might not be a physical thing. It can be a physical thing, but generally, and you know, when you talk about state lines or county lines or things like that, or even like our own personal boundaries, it's not generally something you can physically see. So it leaves a space for not necessarily a gray area, but for a coming together of versus I'm in here and you're out there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that because, you know, when you think of boundaries is, I think of myself where I have my boundaries here and my values really set my boundaries. You know, they drive my boundaries, you know, what I allow people to do and what I don't allow people to do, where, like I said, when you put up a wall, sometimes it can be where, you know, you put up a wall and no one can come through.
Right.
You know, sometimes I see people that set up walls that they're unreasonable walls. They're put there just because you decide not to deal with a certain situation. So you put up a wall, you know, you don't want to deal with something. You don't want to deal with people. It's just like shutting the door. Your kids get mad. You know, when I had kids and they'll go slamming the door. It was like, okay, this is my house. Why are you slamming the door? You know, so, you know, walls people put out and then it's going about, I think it's harder to tear down rather than you putting up boundaries.
And not only tear down, but like, I think back to this worksheet that I saw several months ago, and it talks about specifically in relationships, how there's a cycle, which is connection, break, and repair. And if you put up a wall during that cycle, like let's say you're connected and then there's a break in the relationship, whether it's, you know, with your child or with a sibling, a parent, a friend, whatever that looks like, breaks happen in relationships. And it's up to us to decide whether or not we're done and why we're done, or whether there's room for growth. And that doesn't mean that there isn't a necessary time frame to step back and really sit with what happened and figure out like what the priorities are, what the value of the relationship is, and maybe let that soften so you can go back into the repair. But like that makes me think about one of the examples, like a physical example, when we talk about walls versus boundaries and that whole process of connection, break, and repair is I think about like breaking a bone and getting a cast. You know, when we break the bone, there our being is compromised and we need something to provide structure and give it time to heal. So we might get a cast that covers that area and make sure that it isn't compromised, brings it back together. So it kind of solidifies into a type of quote unquote wall. But then once that healing has happened and that it's strong enough to be able to function on its own, we have that wall or that cast removed, and then we go about. And so that makes me think of that, where it's like, you know, sometimes we say we're setting a boundary, but if you're setting a boundary and it's impermeable, like it can be, is it a boundary or is it a wall? Because there are hard boundaries for sure, but it just depends on the purpose and the intention, I think, behind what you're doing it and whether you're leaving room for growth and whether growth deserves to happen.
Yeah, that's good, because you're right. What is the intention of it? And like you said, we think we're setting a boundary, but when it can't, you know, and I guess too, though, when you set up values for yourself, I mean, you always got to review them. People think, I started here, these are my values and I'm sticking with it. But yet, as we grow, we change, and we have to observe and look at our values again. So from one set of values, you may, you know, put up a wall, and don't let anything come in. I'm thinking of right now, I know I'm not trying to get political, but when it struck down about Roe versus Wade. Okay. You know, some people have put up a wall. It's got to be one way or another, but yet you don't think about all these other things with it that comes along with it. Like one person said, okay, let's stop everybody having abortion, but how do you provide for all these children and health cares and everything else that's going on? So I'm not giving one opinion or another, but sometimes we put up a wall. We have our mindset of this is the way it should be. There's no other way. Well, a lot of times we got to step back out of the situation and look up, okay, if this happened, what's the consequence? If this happened, what is the consequences that would go on? You know,
not only that,
either way, but that's another example of people putting up walls based on your value system.
And not only that, but when you do something like that, where's the room for growth? And are you giving, sacrificing your power at that time, or are you empowering yourself? And with something this deep that affects so many people, of course, some people, a lot of people are going to feel like this is really hurtful. I'm incredibly traumatized by this and might have to go to a space of, okay, I need some time to heal and sit with it and regroup and then get on the other side of that eventually. But if we want to change it, we have to remember to stay in our power, you know, and not just change that specifically, but in general, if we want to change something, if that's what we're actually going for, we need to remember to step into our power and communicate and keep those lines of communication open, because they're not going to change without communication.
Right, exactly. You know, and I think with communication, I think too is, you know, when you talk about walls, some people put walls as their excuse for not communicating with someone. And what I mean is they're like, you're done with that person. I'm done. They put up that wall, but yet you have children together, you know, where you need to communicate with that person. So part of that is too, it's just going through your life and say, what walls have put that has put is blocked people out from coming into my life? And what walls do I need to kind of tear down and change and make them as bound and put boundaries up instead of walls? Because we can, like you said, people can interchange, say, well, my boundary, so I put up a wall with that person, I can't talk to them or anything else. Well, how is that doing when you have kids? You know, how is that wall doing for you? Or do you, should you have put up boundaries? This is how we will communicate. This is how we will interact with each other. You know, and this is for the sake of the kids.
Yeah. And that's really, it's so last week I ended up, or the last episode, I ended up quoting a piece out of this book I've been reading called The Mountain Is You. And what you're saying reminds me of another entry in there where it's talking about the fact that, like, even my own experience, when you're talking about co-parenting and your child and shutting somebody out, I have been the person that's done that. And so what it took me to realize was the fact that it wasn't because I hadn't forgiven them or because I thought they were a horrible person. It was the fact that they were a trigger for me. But when it comes to trauma and triggers, the best way to heal and grow from that is to dip your toe back into it. And I mean, that doesn't mean at any expense and they get to treat you however they want to, and you allow those things, but you have to have a safe space to have exposure to the thing that did trigger you or traumatize you in order to heal and grow from that.
Right.
So if you put up a wall, you can't do that.
Right. Yeah. That's where it's better to put up those boundaries. This is what I'll allow. This is what I won't allow. So you put up those boundaries instead of putting up a solid wall in order for everybody to live in a healthy environment with it.
And your boundaries, other people are not responsible for your boundaries. Mm-mm. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't respect them, but they still have choice whether they will do that or not. But it is your job to reinforce those boundaries.
And a lot of times I think too, as I deal with clients is that, you know, they say, well, I have these boundaries or whatever. And, but you keep on allowing people to breach those boundaries.
Right.
You know, and I was like, well, you allowed them to do this, but you said it was a boundary. Well, it's because, you know, it's, you know, we're going with our emotions and, oh, I felt this way and it'll be okay. But yeah, you get the same situation again. And then you now want to build a wall back up.
Yeah.
You know, so it's where when you set those boundaries, you have to stick with it. Or what you allow and you won't allow with people.
Yeah, because you're setting an example. Like if you allow those boundaries to be compromised and you're the one that's enabling that, like that's the message you're sending, is that it's okay to violate the boundary, that it's not really that important. And it's not easy. Like there's definitely a lot of times when we set boundaries, most people are going to push back, you know, and not intentionally or maliciously or anything like that, but it's something new. It's a new dynamic. It's a new dance that you have to learn. So making sure that you continue to reinforce that so that each of you can learn from the process and finally get to a place where you're centered in that boundary and it is a safe space for both of you or all of you or whatever that looks like.
Because I'm one that I'm a forgiving person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to walk in unforgiveness or whatever. And that's why sometimes I put up boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they protect me, but it's protect me from being angry with you or just want to just hurt you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Where I do the forgiveness, I set boundaries. Yep, I forgive you. Don't mean you have to be in my life. You know, you don't have to be in my life or whatever because I've set up boundaries. I forgive you, moved on. Because who it says, once you, Maya Angelou, once you show me who you are, you got to believe. You know, we think, oh, they're not like that. Yeah, they are. They just showed you who they were. Why are you not believing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to believe it. When people show you who they are, you got to say, if they change, or maybe, you know, everybody's working on their self these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, hopefully, I think everyone's
right. A lot of people.
Right. A lot of people. So, you know, you have to decide what's good for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think after the pandemic, we decide, you know, we're doing so much for everybody else, but what's good for you?
What's important for
you to be healthy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that makes me think like even that being healthy and thinking about like what's a priority in our own lives, what success really means on an individual level, how we feel fulfilled on a personal level. Like that takes me back to thinking about boundaries. Like it's not just about, you know, making sure that harm doesn't come to you or you don't harm to somebody else. But I heard something at one point, and I think it was Carolyn Mace that said it, M-Y-S-S, where it's boundaries are definitely, they are separation of who we are versus who everybody else is. But boundaries aren't always about avoiding pain or hard situations. What they also allow us to do is live in a way where we're not stepping outside of our integrity.
Yes.
And that translates in so many different beautiful ways. Like that's the way I love to think about it, because that applies to like situations where you are avoiding harm and, you know, whether you have boundaries around your money and your personal being and your relationships and things like that, but also knowing that you don't want to step out of your integrity and that you want to live in a way that is, you know, leading by example and authentic and full of light and spreading that to everybody else as well.
Yeah. I think boundaries, like you said, living the authentic life, you know, or who you're supposed to be when you have those set up, because you find a lot of time when people don't have boundary, you know, sometimes they're a little schizophrenic because they need to put those boundaries up. because you're allowing everybody to do whatever in your life, but you're not setting those boundaries. Or, you know, when he borrowed and paid me back last time, then why are you allowing him to borrow from you again? You know, why aren't you putting any boundaries up of what you allow and you won't allow when it comes to your money and people controlling your money? So there's so many ways. I mean, are you setting boundaries or walls? Is such a great subject that we all need to think about. We all need to review that question. Any last minute, Rebecca, before we wrap up?
The biggest thing to me is just remembering that sometimes we are going to need walls, or we will put walls up, and that doesn't mean that they have to last forever. They can be there for a reason too, but being able to recognize when it's time to soften them, if it's time to soften them, whether to flow through to the other side. Boundaries are always important, but there's going to be those chapters where a wall is necessary or does come up, and not to judge ourselves, but also recognize, do I want to stay here for what forever? And if I am, what am I co-creating by doing that?
Yeah, because a lot of times you can put up so many walls that you end up boxing yourself in the walls, within the walls.
And living in an island is no fun.
No.
By yourself.
Right, by yourself. The walls are around you.
If you are the island.
Right.
If you are the island, that's no fun.
Right, exactly. So thank you, everyone.
Yep. Thanks, guys. You can find us on Facebook, Off the Cuff Coaching Podcast. You can hear us on any platform that has podcasts. We're on several. We have an Instagram page, again, Off the Cuff Coaching Podcast. And until next time, everybody take care and stay cool.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
You've been listening to Off the Cuff Podcast with Life Purpose Coach Mary C. Hartfield of Living Life on Purpose, and more than a life coach and energy architect, Rebecca Thomas. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, go and leave us a review, and tune in next time as we continue to talk about the hard things, bring them to light, and help you move through your life with a little more grace, curiosity, and realness.